There's no throne. There is no version of this where you come out on top. If we can't protect the Earth, you can be damn well sure we'll avenge it.
Oh, that's right. Tony Stark's a power bottom. But that's not why I'm here. Hey, he says every week there's no way you're going to come out on top. I'm just saying. Both of my co-hosts just had the what the hell are you talking about moment.
That's completely different podcast, okay?
Hey, you know what? When you're on the Helicarrier, you can talk about anything. This is from the Helicarrier. The disbelieving co-hosts are Sin Raven and Kurt Booten.
Hey, and hey, it's not called the Hecka Carrier.
That was so cheesy. It was funny. I liked it. If I act weird on camera tonight, it's because my ears are all stopped up. Like I took off on a plane and it's not giving me relief and I don't know why. No painfulness. It's just weird. But a couple things happened this week in the game that I thought were really cool. There was an offer that came through for $5, and it got, if I remember right, like 20 Kestrel shards and 20 Mighty Deathpool shards, maybe 30.
30. It was 30. Yeah,
whatever it was definitely enough of two very hard to get characters at. Boom, threw my $5 down.
I think I grabbed that one specifically for the Deathpool shards because my Kestrel's maxed out, but Deathpool, yeah. No, I wanted it for the Deathpool shards.
I get it. No, yeah. I mean, I needed both, but yeah, Deathpool is cool. Something not so cool happening right now. We have the Arcane Witchery, which like, oh, cool, Agatha. Spend one power core, get you points for that specific event. Get out of here. That paywall crap, man.
So this is, I just saw it. They did say that this one's going to be happening. This is a 10-day event. But it's 65,000 points, so ridiculous amount of cores.
Well, but you clearly get like 100 points per core spent, right?
No, you get four. I honestly thought it was 1 point per. It's actually four. I did not realize that. So it's 65,300. So it's 16,000 cores.
That's crazy.
It's still a shitload, but it's over 10 days.
It's still crazy.
So,
1,000 cores a day. And what's the value on that 10,000 cores?
Well, no, it's not 10,000 cores a day. It's 1,600 cores a day. Because you need 16,000 cores total. It's a 10-day event.
60. Sorry, I thought you said
no.
60, which is still be 6,000 cores.
So it's a 65,000 point event, 4 points per core, 16,000 total. So you're looking at 1,600 cores a day?
A day. And how much? What's the price on that? I can actually look right now.
1,600 cores is...
1,580 cores if you bought
it's that. It's $20.
$20. Yeah. You got to spend the equivalent of $20 a day.
The rewards are not there for it. You don't even get a full Elite Six orb out of it.
There's nothing that would be worth this. I don't care if you get Lady Deathpool shards. It would have to be 100 shards per level to be worth it.
Well, you're getting... problem is... You're getting Doctor Strange shards in there, and that's all Doctor Strange shards. Like, so what is the freaking point? But you're getting a five... No, this is wasteful. You're getting a 5 red Doctor Strange, but it looks like it's the old one, not the new one? This has got to be a mistake. I don't buy this. Because it's giving you, what, 30, 50...
But Kurt?
65 shards of Doctor Strange, but it looks like it's the old Doctor Strange.
And maybe it is a mistake, but Kurt Sin says he doesn't buy this because he learned the hard way in his first account, right? Am I right? it's never too late for a callback. But I'm with you, man. I know what you meant. I'm with you. That does sound like a mistake. And if it's not,
that seems like just bad programming.
What are you doing? If it's not a mistake, what are you doing?
Yeah, Krakens, like nobody at this point needs
everything they need. This is a Kraken event.
Who needs the old Doctor Strange? It gives you a five red star Doctor Strange, like 65 shards, a bunch of other stuff, mostly an Elite Six. It gives you 4,000 credits for an Elite Six. It's not even a full orb. Now, this one is definitely trash. The other ones are better because you got the Witch's Coven event going on.
Right, but then you have to open Hex spheres.
Right, but this is through the blitzes and everything else.
Okay.
There's also a web store milestone.
Oh, thank
going
you.
On.
Me about the web store.
That's a spend energy milestone. It's 5,700 over 2 days. So this might be a repeatable one. And the only way to get that, and it's from ISO and regular energy, but 5,700 in 2 days is a lot as well. So the only way to get that is to spend some cores. So that feeds into the other one a little bit. But that one actually has some decent stuff, some teal gear, a couple of teal gear orbs, a little bit of a occult hex orb fragments. Not a lot of stuff, but this one's mostly free because you're spending energy anyway. If you're gonna push it, you may spend an extra 100 cores of energy a day or something. Yeah.
On the last web milestones, I got up through 23 out of 30. And so, I mean, I say that to say,
which is pretty good because that was the raid one.
Battle and raids to earn various milestones. And that's as a casual player, I was able to get through the majority of the milestones. That's just that to me, that bonus of just going to the web. You don't even once a day because my milestones are still sitting there from when it completed, whenever it completed.
There's a daily one there that resets, and I think it only saves one of them.
And then that's fair. And it's usually a little bit of prize and not a little bit of effort. I mean, a little bit of prize is what I meant to say. Sorry.
It's like do two blitz or one blitz or something, come in and grab a 100 energy and a premium orb. So that one is nice just to like click a button and get your stuff.
On the store online right now, you can get 50. I lost her name. Green hair, green. Polaris. There it is. I thought it was her name.
Okay.
And by the way, just like in game on your phone, when you touch the character shards, it'll pop up the stuff about that. You can do that on the web as well. It just took a second for a respond. I clicked her face. It popped up a box. It says Polaris, the daughter of Magneto, blah, blah, blah. But you can get 50 Polaris for $14.99. And that's it. Or for $19.99. You can get, and I'm sure these are in the game as well. I'm just saying, if they're not, here you go. 75 of magic plus orange mats for magic. 15.
That one's not bad. There's also there's a $15 offer for 30 red star orbs, which is super cheap because usually it's the other way around. They're usually expensive. So usually it's like $50 for 24 is the standard offer that comes up. So there's an offer for 30 of them for $15. So if you need red stars, if you're not stocked up,
sure,
that's actually probably the best offer I've seen for them.
Ooh, these are tempting here. It's a little too pricey.
You still get a lot of them during the week, especially if you're even if you're pushing a little bit on the blitz on the weekends. You get a good amount of them on the week. I think I picked up about 20 over the last week and a half after opening for the last character.
Sure.
And I'm back. I think I was down to like 25. I'm at 38 now with a little bit of sporadic opening here and there. So I picked up about 20 in a week and a half. So you get a bunch of them over a week. But if you want to like really stock up or really just buy them and open everything for the dark promo credits, that's a really good offer, and they got stuff like there's a $3 energy offer, 250 right.
And now here's 50 ones. Now these are not energy based, but these are ones that are tempting right now. It's just a little too pricey, but for either Icarus or Cersei, $25.
Yeah, the $25 each. Ones. Yeah,
but you get 50 of whichever one you pick, Icarus or Cersei, right. And then orange mats to go with them. 15.
Right, and I would expect that to be like a $35 offer instead of $25. So it's a little cheaper than I expected that to be.
Because I saw the Wong bundle, but because you gave me 40 of Silver Surfer at $20.
Yeah. Well, that was
$5.
That was a special thing. That was a, you know.
And it's not on them. I can say it's on me. But I just have a hard time surpassing that 1999 mark for anything.
Yeah.
You know. Because I could really use the Icarus.
There's a weird one. There's the weird Witch's Coven Mega Starter Bundle offer.
Yeah.
Which has like 15 orbs of occult hex orbs, and but on top of that, it's got 22 armor 16 orbs, but it's like $50. So
yeah.
It's just kind of a weird one. It's got a couple of gold orbs with it. It's got some T3 stuff, you know, minor stuff, like 5 premium orbs, a little bit of blitz energy. But it's got those T16 orbs and 15 occult hex orbs. So that's for the new event, or for the current event, I guess. And I haven't even seen what's in this orb. Because, no, it's right there. I found it. There's a couple of orbs that have just showed up today and I haven't seen them. You're getting between 2 and 5 Agatha Harkness shards in the middle. 20 to 50,000 gold on the left, and then some gear on the right. But it's got,
I could use the gold,
a mix of gear on the right, and it's kind of crappy. So this is really just not good. 2 to 5 shards randomly.
Yeah, not for money, man. I really need to be that guaranteed.
Not at that price.
12 or higher for any price.
Well, and the price is jacked up because it's you're getting, you know, 22 tier 16 orbs on top of it. You're also getting, you know, if you do it through the web store, you're also getting 5,000 credits towards that web store milestone, which, you know, basically $100 maxes out that milestone and you get a bunch of other stuff. But no, I don't know. It's just a weird offer.
And before I get into some celebration stuff, Baloney needs to talk about what we talked about earlier. If you do 8 rotations and blitz, I'm assuming per day for the duration of the event, if you do 8 rotations and blitz, you can FTP 34 milestones in Witch's Coven, which will end you with 4 yellow Agatha, which is pretty good.
That's okay. That's a lot of blitzing, especially right now, because it's not like a premium. And they've skipped the second Wong blitz for a couple of weeks now. So we got a Minerva blitz that started up today.
Oh, I thought I thought the Wong was going to come back this week because they skipped it.
Theoretically, it was supposed to.
Well, it was supposed to be last week, and they skipped it. And they didn't put it up this week either. And that's a lot of blitz. And to do 8 rotations for this event, yeah, that's a lot.
Now, I believe it is how we refer to it. When you say, when I hear 8 rotations, I extrapolate 8 rotations a day for the length of the event. I guess theoretically, if they come back and correct me, it could be just 8 rotations total.
Oh, no. It's 8 rotations a day. Okay,
yeah.
It's now, basically all your rotations.
Here's what I will say, though, about that. I get you. It's high. However, if you make any character a blitz only open, the chances of me of getting them are slim to none. Like Wong, I'm going to have extreme difficulty getting him. But it's possible. But you put a rotation in that gets me levels or gives me milestone markers that I feel like I have a chance at, right? I can do what I can do and bump it up, and we'll see. All right. Let's follow up with some other stuff. The Scourge event. I went back in after the last time, and I got to – about to show you how I actually, I can still work on this. I'm not going to reset it. But, Scourge is a 0. So – I couldn't quite get, I got the 450 and so the milestone rewards or whatever, I guess when this thing ends or whatever, I'll still get shards for her.
Right.
But I wasn't happy with that. I wanted the instant satisfaction. So I could not, at the level I was at, I needed to tweak my teams and whatever. I couldn't get through on level difficulty 6. Because I tried it when you talked about it, couldn't do it. I went back. My Scourge points, I put it up just to get over 500. And it's sitting at 103 and the needle's bouncing.
Just right.
Went, oh, my God. Nope.
On which difficulty level did you do that?
Difficulty 5.
Okay.
Scourge of 103, so that the needle was bouncing on it. So I'm like, now I want my. This is my shot. Now, yes, I'm gonna take my time build my teams to try if I can't make it. I made it through. It was not easy. I definitely had to tweak some stuff. I had to bump up Spider Punk. I think it was I had on level 1. So I actually put in resources into him, bumped him up, but I knocked it out. I got my character. And now I'm actually working on a level 6-0 Scourge run. But I am not going to make it past the Web Warrior. I just went and looked. My Web Warriors are all tapped out. But here's, you can see it now on my screen if you're watching live. I just, as of yesterday morning, recruited Ghost Spider. I got the last three or four shards I needed. So now I have a full Web Warriors team ready to
go. There you go. So here's the thing.
Just a laugh. I don't know if he's laughing at me or something else, but he's laughing.
And I just so I played some Scourge and
tell us.
Yeah. So what I found was I don't give a crap about any of the checkboxes. I just played and then yeah. And so I played and then I played on level 1, cool. Played on level 2, cool. Played on level 3, cool. Played on level 4. Died, couple fights in. Now, I should also say I'm playing this all on auto because I can't be bothered. So, I die. I put in a new team. I die again, and I went, yeah. So I should probably do the dishes.
You know what?
Now that being said, I want to be fair about it. I think it's a really interesting game mode. I think it's more creative than I would have given them credit for. I actually kind of like the idea of it. Not for me. And honestly, the all of the economy stuff that you guys have been discussing so far in this episode.
Yeah.
Convinced me that I made the right decision.
Fair enough.
No, because here's the thing. I don't mind a company being a little greedy. That's kind of like their job. But they seem to push the envelope of that often.
Yeah.
You know, it's like literally, I don't care. If you've got to score 65,000 points and you're getting 4 points per power core spent, that is... deep level of greed.
That is not a good milestone.
No.
At all. Just bad. Feels bad, man.
Yeah.
I'm not going to spend extra on it. I'm going to spend what I usually spend, which is I might spend a little bit on extra on the energy just to get the web milestones done. So I might spend, instead of like the 200 that I spend a day on energy, I might spend 300, and instead of like 100 on you know, arena, I might spend 150, but I'm not going to spend 1600 cores a day. That's crazy.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. That's nuts, man. What are you trying to do to me? And I'm going to teach their own, right, Kurt? I love that. I actually like that we talked about it in such a way that you're like, you know what, I'll check it out.
Yeah,
But that's fine.
Right. But I did give it give it a fair shake. I do appreciate it for what it is. It's not enough to bring me back a lot. You know what I mean?
Fair.
The other one that's going on is the Witch's Coven milestones, and that's the ones you open up the orbs that you earn from through the blitzes. And that also has like mostly an Elite 6, but that one gets you, there's an Elite 4 for Scarlet Witch in there. There's a bunch of T4 mats. This one's getting you a bunch of Agatha Harkness shards, a lot of silver promo credits, and 60 gold promo credits, which is really nice. So that one's definitely a lot better. So this is the one where you blitz your ass off and you open up those orbs for her to get the milestones. So that one, that's probably, you know, much closer to being free to play friendly. That's the cold hex orb milestones. So yeah, those are definitely doable. But yeah, the other one is very much whale food. Completely cracking milestones.
So I've got another one for you, Kurt, to give us some history on. Coming soon, Madeline Pryor. And I'll just read the in-game email. Madeline Pryor is en route to the battlefield. Rain fire and brimstone upon your enemies with the Goblin Queen. And I know we talked about her some because I asked, like, ooh, who is this? And she's a clone of Jean Grey.
Yeah.
So in the game, they're calling her the Goblin Queen.
Yep.
Shrinks her focus and damage, hard-hitting attacks, which sounds a lot like Phoenix. Ability highlights. Well, she does fortifying marauders on more defense, so she's new for the marauders team. Helps out a little bit. Highlights special ability attacks all enemies, blah, blah, blah. War defense flips enemy positive effects. Ability blocks protectors. It generates ability energy for Mr. Sinister, which is, I like that because, you know, I like my Mr. Sinister. Sin, with Madeline Pryor coming in, what things should we be focusing on to get ready for her?
We don't know her release method yet.
So we just have to sit and wait.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, we know she's going on to the Marauders team. But does it actually say her release method?
No, it did not.
No. So we don't know what's going on with her yet. It could be Blitz. It could be another event like Doctor Strange was, which would be better. But... yeah, we don't know yet, so we'll see. And she's coming up soon. We got a blog post coming up tomorrow, and they're gonna announce. By the looks of it, they're gonna announce the next four characters, because they put up the little teaser thing with grayed out profiles.
Yeah.
Like they've been doing, they put that up today, and it looks like the one of them might be Gambit because he's got that stupid little hair on the front.
What about stupid hair on the front? Come on.
No, not like yours. He's got the little, you know, whatever. But it looks like it could be him. It could be Havoc. So, you know, they could be bringing in...
We don't need another Summers.
Well, we need a fifth for the X-Factor team, and Havoc would be a good option for that. But, it, you know, if they bring in Gambit, they've been talking about it for a long time. It's all profiles. It's all, you know, darkened out profiles. And I know people are going to start, you know, Photoshopping in and trying to come up with, you know, doing the lighting and try to figure out who's hidden. But we'll probably just find out tomorrow during the blog post anyway. So, but they could be bringing in Xavier, and you know, the rest of the folks to make another team.
That would be interesting. Morgan Le Fay being the character that you can unlock doing the Scourge, which I'm very happy to say I did unlock her. Very interesting thing, as I do on Thursday nights, I'm going through my orbs and opening stuff up and got all the way to my silver credits. And guess who's sitting there under supplies is Morgan Le Fay. And she is in the same category of Red Star as Ultimus and...
Yeah, so here's the thing. Don't buy it.
I'm not gone,
but she's there. Well, no. So here's the thing.
But she takes Stark credits? What the hell?
Yeah, man? Because she's a legendary. All the horsemen are going to be... That's going to be their spot. That spot is going to rotate through the horsemen.
All right.
And I've seen a bunch of people already buy her, like, three Red Stars. You're going to get Red Stars for her from the rewards. From your placement in the rankings, you're going to get more shards, and then you're going to get Red Stars for her. So people are spending Dark promo credits on getting her 1, 2, 3 stars, and that's just a complete waste. Whatever it was, whatever the cost was, you just got to wait another 4 days until, you know, 5 probably, because they're going to delay the payout. They've been clearing out the cheaters off the leaderboards. So they said they're going to delay the payout a little bit to go through the leaderboards and comb it through for cheaters and take that out and then update the positions. Here's another thing. If you're starting, and they did this for an update. If you're starting a Scourge, if you're doing a brand new Scourge or, you know, starting a fresh new run, or if you haven't done it at all yet, there was 5 Scourges that were bugged.
Oh.
They weren't working. Players found like 3 of them. Apparently there was 5. So Scopely did an update, and if you go into your Scourges, it'll say 3 points. So you can just activate those. Hmm. And then you can do a run again with those Scourges and get a higher score. It's not a lot, but it's, you know, I had a 1.1 million run. That gave me an extra 100,000 points. I did another one. It was 1.2. I'm going to do another one and add a few more Scourges to it and see if I get, you know, decent results. I'm trying to get a little higher.
That's what I heard about you, Sin. You like to get high.
Oh, it's boy.
Genius. Not even a little.
Such a lot.
Such a disappointment. I like your addition there, Kurt. So yeah, I was going through. I see the Ultimus is in that same one. I'm like, oh, is it 1600 for that 7 red stars when I have like 2 red stars on Ultimus? Nope, I got 6 red stars I got for free on Ultimus. I'm not buying that either.
Well, that's not worth it. At this point, you're either saving for that 5 red on Dr. Doom, or you're saving them for the higher red stars for, you know, for Morgan Le Fay or for the new guys that are coming up.
Yeah, so I will definitely. Wait. Ooh, Shang-Chi, 5 red stars.
See, that's worth it. If you have the credits for that, that's worth it.
I'm grabbing that one.
Well, double check if you have him at 5 stars.
It doesn't matter. Because I will. Well, I'll get. Actually, I do have 5 stars. But who's to say it doesn't matter? Is there certain characters that I'll go ahead and grab that red star if I have the ability? Because I know they're always going to be worth it. Like Silver Surfer, I think I have 1 or 2 red stars above what I have him on yellow. Somebody like that. But because I know I'm snatching up every shard I can get of him. So I'll take the red star. But I did have 5 on Shang-Chi. And now it's a 5 red, 5 yellow Shang-Chi, which he was already a boss. So speaking of bosses, Misty Knight, I lucked out and popped a 7 red on her. So I've got 7 red, 7 yellow. And she's at tier 12, but should she be one of my top tier characters at that 7 red star level?
Might as well. She's really good for specific things.
Okay.
But will definitely work, you know?
Yeah. So that made me happy the other day when that one popped out. It was really cool. Well, Kurt, while you were perusing back through the game, was there anything that actually caught your eye that not enough to keep you coming back? Oh, thank you, Baloney Ninja, says she's useful in Doom 2. I appreciate that.
She's good for the tech nodes in Doom 2.
Cool. But Kurt, was there anything that you reminded? Oh man, I missed that.
Well, so I will tell you, honestly, the when they do the storyline events, so like the Doctor, not the Doctor Strange, but the, was it Heartless Strange?
Yeah.
I really enjoy those. And I played it and did not 3-star everything on hard mode at the first time through, which annoyed the crap out of me because I was used to doing that. Now, that being said, I haven't leveled up any characters in months and months.
Sure.
So that's not it's not necessarily a huge surprise, but I really did enjoy that mode every time it came around because I liked the storylines. Especially when they made that change. And it might have started with Ms. Marvel, where they made the change of giving you that character high powered at the beginning. So you got to see how they play.
Right.
Before you recruit them. I always thought that was awesome.
I basically cheated a little because I already had Strange Heartless.
Yep.
So, and they give you one to play with. So I ran through it with both of them.
I think I did that with like Rocket, maybe, where I had like 2 Rockets playing on the team when it happened, whatever it was, and it was like it felt unfair.
Yeah.
You know, just that whole thing. So,
man, I finally built a Heroes for Hire team this past week, I think it was. I got around to it, realizing I had all the characters at decent levels. And I still haven't put any real resources into Iron Fist. And because I was thinking, I forgot he died. I was thinking, man, you know what Heroes for Hire needs is to be really brutal is a healer. And I went, oh, yeah, I had one. He just died because, you know, I didn't put crap into him. But, man, even then, Shang-Chi, of course, led the Shang-Chi led the attacks there because he's super strong. But right now, even with Chi dead and with Iron Fist dead, Lucasius died, and we're still about to win with Misty Flynn and Colleen Wing. You know, and this is on a real time arena. I decided to try to use them. So that's a solid team. That's good stuff right there.
Yeah.
I like it. What else is going on good?
What else is going on good?
Or bad? I mean, what do you want? What's rocking your world this week?
Moon Knight's rocking my world this week.
Yeah, Moon Knight was pretty crazy.
Moon Knight and the new Thor trailer.
That looked really good.
I haven't watched it yet.
I was really, really surprised that they gave us the reveal at the end of the trailer.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
I thought they were going to hold on to that for a while.
Well, everybody knows that she's in the movie.
Oh, I know. But is she actually playing Thor, though?
Yeah. They went with the Mighty Thor storyline.
No. What I mean is when I saw her at the end of the trailer and I saw the outfit, and it didn't look like her to me.
I'll tell you what, though. I don't care what role she's playing. I'll watch Pamela Anderson in any Thor movie. I'm just saying. What?
Thor Barella.
Come on. You're killing me tonight, boys.
Thor Bwire.
God. Oh, my God. That was so terrible.
Pamela Anderson as Throg.
Let's not.
Yeah.
All right, fine. I didn't realize you two became Mormons. I thought that was the last show I was on.
Oh no, it was just terrible.
Not good movies.
Yeah.
No, it really wasn't. Yeah, it really
was. It was really bad movies.
All right, for a 13-year-old, it was a fantastic movie. No. Yeah.
The previews look great, but like as far as the game stuff goes, you know, the event is going to be weird. It's going to take work. Part of it is completely Krakens. So don't even worry about it. You know, spend the cores that you usually spend and get what you get out of it. I honestly wouldn't recommend anybody spending that many cores on that event. The rewards are not good anyway, and looks like it's broken. But, you know, spend a little extra energy, get your web milestone rewards because they're free. And then just do your blitzes and you'll be able to recruit Madeline, Harkness. Yeah. Agatha. But like that orb is just 2 to 5 shards. Really? That is really stingy. So kind of disappointing in that, but the milestones for that section are pretty good. So there's a lot of good stuff in the milestones for that one. Other than that, you know, the game is back and forth as it is. We'll see what the updates bring in tomorrow for the blog post and see what the new characters are. And you know they got to push these teams out if they want to get Apocalypse done this year and have four horsemen with teams for those horsemen out. That's a lot of stuff to do in a year.
Yep.
Yeah, awesome. four legendaries and then an ultimate legendary. You're doing what every 2 months you're pumping out a new legendary? That's really, really fast.
What if they don't want to get it completed this year? What if they only want to get maybe halfway through it?
Well, so they said Apocalypse is 2022, but that's like, you know, December 27th, they got Apocalypse in the game. That still counts, right?
Right. Or I think they're absolutely gonna go your way. Or you can start counting. You started Apocalypse event now with our Scourge event. So technically, we didn't get literal apocalypse in 2022, but we did get the road to apocalypse in 2022.
That'd be kind of weird.
Well, look at the Agatha Harkness event we have right now. Yeah. A little weird.
Well, no, I'm usually they're like, hey, this character came out in 2021. Well, nobody had him, but they came out because they released it in sometime in December. It was in the code in the game. Like, okay, it counts. I don't expect him to be around by the end of the year, but he'll be in the game.
Yeah. I don't know. I still very much I'm enjoying the new stuff that's going on. I enjoy my progress on it. I'm really hurting for gold right now.
Yeah.
Hurting for the gold.
I burned through all my gold orbs and all my gold building up the Darkhold team and Web Warriors and Darkhold, and I'm like tapped out on everything, and I still got like two teams to work on.
Yeah. Oh wow, it's that time for some questions. Now Bony Ninja says, oh, I haven't touched the questions. I'm still mentally on vacation. And I get you, buddy. I get you. You can phone it in like Kurt does. It's all right.
Yeah. I can I mean, even if he doesn't collate them, they're manageable enough to ask.
Even producers,
if people actually put questions in there, which they have not. So
yeah, I'm going to encourage all the listeners. We have a decent amount of listeners for sure. I'm going to encourage you. Come to our Discord, throw in anything. It's tiny.cc/FTHB Discord or FTH Beyond.
I think it's just FTH Beyond.
FTH Beyond. tiny.cc/FTH Beyond. No holds barred as far as getting in. No entry, no barriers to entry, I guess I really should say. So we absolutely have rules and guidelines and everything else. But come join the Discord and throw in stuff about Moon Knight. Throw in stuff about your favorite Marvel comic books or your, because we like talking about that almost as much as we like talking about the ups and downs of this game. So you definitely come and join us. But you said there's, for this week, there's nothing in there?
Nope, no questions. I think when Baloney Ninja went on vacation, he said, don't bother writing to me. I'll ignore you.
I love how he said, yeah, I'll be on the beach drinking beer and I won't be there live. And he was here because he's that damn dedicated. He's on the beach in Florida all last weekend. That's nice, man. Good for you.
Yeah.
I don't know what you do for a living and go, oh, you deserved it. But who cares if you deserve it or not? It's nice to take it. Go do it.
Let me correct that. It's tiny.cc/FTH Discord. Not.
All right. Gotcha.
FTH Discord. I wanted to try the other one to make sure we had it right, and that was not correct. But it is tiny.cc/FTH Discord.
Oh, gotcha.
There you go.
Man, I still can't wait till Midnight Suns comes out.
Have they updated anything on the dates on that? I haven't seen any news.
I haven't looked lately. The last time I checked, and I'm on the mailing list, and I haven't seen an email yet either. So okay. I'm going to go with no.
So I'm guessing they're still late 2022.
I'm hoping around September because 2K tends to do that typically.
Right.
When they say late in the year for Borderlands, which is my big interaction with 2K games, each time, and they are the distributor, so that's why I feel kind of confident in every time that they said late in a year, it was around mid-September that they dropped the Borderlands games. I'm looking it up, but I can't hear some Metallica music without thinking of Midnight Suns. Somebody says Blade, I think about it. Yeah, it just says 2022. That's all it says.
Okay. Yeah, because it was supposed to be like around March, and then last I heard, they delayed it to like second half.
Mm-hmm. And even now, they don't even say second half. It just says 2022.
Mm-hmm. So they're still hopeful. We'll see. But since you mentioned that company name, have you tried Tiny Tina?
It's on my Gamefly list. Yes, I still get my games from.
Oh my God, dude. Well. What year is this?
Wow. I know.
It's a year that still works. I can pay less than $30 a month. And with VR for the PlayStation and the Xbox, I have the Xbox Series X, and then my son has a 360. Not 360, whatever. One, Xbox One. It lets us try a bunch of different games across the Switch and everything for less than $30 a month. And so with this one, I do love the Borderlands games, and I do like Tiny Tina and the add-ons that they did for her before. I just wasn't entirely sure, because with Borderlands 3, I pre-ordered it and then wasn't quite happy with the execution when it first launched. So I did not pre-order Tiny Tina, but it's been at the top of my stupid Gamefly list for weeks, and they keep skipping. I guess people are getting it in the mail and then just not returning it, or literally paying to keep it. So the availability is low. So no, I have not tried it yet.
That's like the only one that I'm actually tempted to right now.
And I more than likely will buy it, because I did end up, I had pre-ordered Borderlands 3 on the PC so I could stream it easily. And you got it. And then it was like, okay. You know, I'm not super happy with it, but it's fine. Then they patched a number of things. I gave it some rest. Ended up buying it on sale for my Series X when I got my Series X finally. And I bought it for like half price. It was all good. Loved it. I beat it. Because I only get to play, you know, a couple hours here or there in the week on any given game. I beat it a week or two ago for the first time through. Loved it. Ended up loving everything about it. So I will more than likely buy Tiny Tina, but it'll be, honestly, kind of after Midnight Suns. Well, I shouldn't have clicked on that. All right, let me go back. There's a message from Baloney Ninja to our group. I was like, oh, that's new. Let me click on it. And I realized I just screwed up all the cameras when I did that. So if you guys want to, if you want
to. Yeah, I saw it pop up.
Okay. I'm more than happy to deal with anything we need to on air if we need to, because Baloney Ninja is truly a backseat producer, and we appreciate that for him. That brings up the question. Obviously, my game of the year this year that I'm looking forward to, not like game of the year winning awards, but my game, my one that I will hit pre-order on when it hits the web and I can do that, is Midnight Suns. What are the games coming out this, the one game coming out this year that you're just anticipating?
Oh, that's a tough one. There's a lot of games coming out. I don't know if there's anything that's like, oh my God, I have to get it. I still haven't picked up. I think the next one's just going to be the expansion for Valhalla for me, because I haven't played it yet. It's been out for about a month. I'm actually just wrapping up Assassin's Creed Valhalla. I finished most of the story. There's a couple of side things to do, so I've just been running around the countryside and clearing out, like, you know, interest points, and I haven't picked up the expansion yet, so that's going to be the next one. Other than that, I haven't really kept an eye on, like, what's coming down the road, but, like, the Xbox Game Pass from the PC Game Pass is really great for, like, oh, let's see what they have. Oh, there's a new game. Let's try that out. Like, they got Total War 3 Warhammer on it. So might as well download it and play it. You know, they got, like, you know, Between the Stars. I'm checking that one out. I downloaded No Man's Sky for no reason, just to, you know, check out the new update. Sure. I never played the game, so I was like, oh, let's see what this is about.
I heard it got a lot better.
I heard that too, but the game's been around for like 6 years, and I never picked it up before.
But that's rare, though. Games hardly ever get better, particularly after they got killed in the reviews.
Yeah. And from what I understand, people who played it early on, it just wasn't whatever I expected. And fortunately for No Man's Sky, isn't that the producer of it?
No,
that's not right.
I don't remember the name of the company that produced it.
It's like a one word name, I think.
My brain gets tired and I forget things, but
yeah,
they list the real point of the story is
Hello Games. It was Hello Games.
They listened and they fixed things, and I'm glad for any company that can pull it out. They did. They pulled up from the pitfall. You know, but you're right. I've got the Game Pass that I can use on PC, but I got it specifically for the Series X. And not for me, but for my kids, merely as of last week, is like, hey, Hello Neighbor 2 is going to hit day and date in December. Go ahead and preload it right now. And
yeah, I saw that on the list. I'm like, it's like 7-8 months ahead. Like, why do you guys have it on there? But you
because
know,
they want you to know that you are going to be able to get your hands on the stuff you want to get your hands on. There now, Kurt, your lighting is doing something weird. Where you got Hulk kind of half shined out, and he's ever
he's under the wrong light.
Yeah, and that's the problem. I think that you're referencing what was done in chat here, where I talked about what's your game of the year. Baloney Ninja says, my game of the year was the long game I pulled with Kurt's Hulk standee. And that will be that will be the game of the decade, man. That was such a well executed thought out process there.
If anybody likes the chore core games, you know, the simulators, there's a couple of that are actually coming out that I actually have on the I put them on the wish list because it actually helps the companies on Steam. They get more traction if you wish list their game. There's a Brewmaster beer brewing simulator coming out. There's a couple of games I have on there that are just going to be interesting, like Corsair Legacy, Cyber Knights, Yakuza Empire. But there's a ninja simulator coming soon. And that actually looks good. Like, graphically, you know, a lot of like the simulator games can be kind of janky graphically. This thing looks really cool. So, you know, we'll see when it comes out, but I'm looking forward to that one.
Yeah, it's funny because there hasn't been a game that's really gotten me excited lately. I honestly am looking forward to the Switch Sports, which is the follow up to Wii Sports.
Yeah, Wii Sports was great. I'm looking forward to Switch Sports.
I'm looking forward to that, but few and far between. I'm in the middle of playing through the King's Quest games. Doing like a little retro thing.
Classics.
Yeah. So I did one stream already. And my plan is to play through all of them. So, but it's even that's a little rough going just because the interfaces back then were so bad.
Yeah.
And they haven't got better.
No, they have. They've gotten a lot better. It's just nostalgia kind of overwhelms the how bad it was.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, so Bologna just said Lego Star Wars. That one's getting some really good reviews.
Yep.
That seriously picked up some great reviews. The one that I'm actually, I just looked through, the one I'm looking forward to, they're still in early access and it's like $30 for early access, but Daimyo has a PC edition. So this was a D&D VR thing.
Oh.
And they put a PC edition out like 2 weeks ago, almost 2 weeks ago, and it's all interconnected. So you can actually, like, people that have it on VR, you can play it with just, you know, PC people now too. And they got a bunch of stuff in there. So, and there's something coming from the guild from them as well.
So, question about Lego Star Wars, because they've done
a ton of those games.
And I just went to the website and I'm looking at, I see there's graphic. I mean, there's better graphics. There's definitely the new movies in there that they haven't done yet, I don't believe. But why are they doing it again instead of just adding on the last three movies? And you said it's getting good reviews, so that makes me happy. Makes me want to try it, because that's always a good family game, is the Lego games, except don't get it on the Switch. The Switch just can't handle it. And I found out the hard way by, because my family likes, you know, kids and wife and all, they love the Switch. So I ended up a couple years ago getting Incredibles, Lego Incredibles. And we're like, man, maybe it's just the fact that we don't like this game. It was just horrible. and then a while later got Lego Avengers, the newest, whatever the newest Lego Avengers was at the time.
Right.
And it was horrible. And like that, that can't be. There's no way they're going backwards in their controls and their graphics. And then I got Lego's Avengers because I think I could find it on like PlayStation streaming or whatever I had at the time, and loaded it for free. Thousand times better on the bigger consoles.
I think so. I got a couple of those on like Humble Bundle. Because I have in my Steam account, I've got Lego Batman 2 and 3, uh-huh, and Lego Marvel Superheroes and Lego Marvel's Avengers.
Nice. They're great games.
And they're good. They're really good.
But the Switch. Just don't play them on the Switch. It's my opinion. I mean, you can do what you want. You know, I'm not going
to. Well, if they chug, you know, if it causes the Switch to chug, then why bother?
I own the game. I haven't played it in forever because it was just not a good version of a Lego game. So I couldn't tell you exactly what the problem was, but it was enough that we were just like, I don't care that we spent $40 on this game. I'm not playing it anymore.
Right.
You know, but all that being said, I'm absolutely going to look and see if I can get Star Wars: The Skywalker Saga on my Xbox and play it. Because we get, especially, I love playing games with my wife, and that's her kind of thing. It's just easy to do, easy to knock out, easy to understand. And we just get days and days and days of gameplay out of it. And since they still haven't announced the actual day and date of Breath of the Wild 2, I still struggle to find games to play with her.
Yep.
So, oh man. All right. We've still got a few more minutes before we jump out of here. So why don't you two give us an update on what's going on in this week in MCU?
Well, Moon Knight, episode 4. It's a little crazy.
A little?
Yeah. So here's something. The first two episodes of Moon Knight had a QR code hidden in the episode. And if you scanned it, it would bring you to Marvel Comics and they would give you free Moon Knight comics. Well, they're doing free ones every week to coincide with the episode. So the first 2 weeks were Werewolf by Night. Let's see here. 32, 33. And then Moon Knight number 3, which was much later. And this week is Universe X number 6. Now, Universe X is a weird comic series that kind of, it was one of those Splinter Universe type comic series. But this one is all Moon Knight focused. And I have a feeling that if we, and I haven't read this issue yet, but I have a feeling if we read these, it may give us a little insight to what's going on. And we do have some, so this, again, this week is very, very strange, and I don't want to say anything about it because it's, sure, it's so very strange.
Yeah. He's in the show for it. Yeah.
But I will say that there has been at least one Moon Knight related character that has not shown up yet. And I'm wondering whether or not we're going to see him. And that's Frenchie, Jacques Duchesne. And he was another mercenary that basically hung out with Mark Spector during his mercenary days, and because he was a mercenary before Moon Knight.
Well, maybe that's who they're alluding to in this last episode.
Oh, I don't think so. I really don't. Not in this one. But it's very strange. It's a very strange episode. Makes you question a lot of things.
Gotcha.
Like all the things.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah. The ending definitely makes you question some stuff.
I'll give you a little pseudo spoiler thing. If you've never played the game Bingo before, pay no attention to how it's played in this episode because it makes no sense.
Not even a little.
That was fun. I will. Okay, so this was told to me the other day. I guess Ethan Hawke went on one of the late night talk shows to promote the show, was, and they were asking him about stuff. And, you know, some fan theories came out. Don't know where they came from or why, but some fan theories came out. And he was asked about them. One fan theory was, you know, there, for whatever reason, there's a fan theory that the Hulk will show up in this.
No freaking way.
Yeah,
no.
So it's like, I'm a huge Hulk fan. I don't understand why. I mean, am I missing something in the comics? Why is that a theory?
I couldn't even begin to tell you why that would be a theory. That makes no sense whatsoever.
Right. And he kind of said, he didn't say the same thing, but they can never confirm nor deny. You know, they have to dance around it because they want people to be hooked and all that jazz. But basically, he neither confirmed nor denied, but he kind of did the real him and Hava. Like, you know, I'm friends with Ruffalo. I think he would have texted me to let me know that was going to be in there. Blah, blah.
Ruffalo, because he spoils everything.
Right.
Yeah. Now, Hawk, I would imagine, because, you know, Ruffalo and Tom Holland, they just have their branding of honest spoileriness.
Yeah.
That's fine. But other actors probably, you know, would play with that, but not do it. Whatever. I don't know. The other fan, two more fan theories. The second fan theory is that Blade might show up in this.
Okay. So it is, I will say, given the events of the Eternals, it's more likely that Blade shows up than the Hulk.
Okay. Yeah, but I also I don't see him popping up on a TV show.
Oh, neither do I. Right. I don't think it's likely at all. But because the Eternals has an aspect of it in England, and so does Moon Knight. That's the only link. That really is like there's nothing else.
Well, I mean, there's a supernatural, right? So if you're talking with Moon Knight, there's the Egyptian lore and the gods and all this stuff. So adjacent. So I can see. I don't see a reason why he show up, but it wasn't out of the realm of possibility that the character would be attracted to the supernatural stuff going on with some of the stuff we've seen already happen worldwide in the show, blah, blah, blah.
There would be way more. I would believe it more if somebody said Black Panther would make a cameo.
Yeah.
Because of the Panther God Bast.
Sure. Sure.
And there's definite ties to the Moon Knight, Egyptian gods mythology, all of that, you know, both sets of comics, but I don't see the Blade connection at all.
That's fine. What I don't see with the Blade is what you said initially. I don't see them making him appear in a TV show before they really show him in the movies.
Probably not. Yeah.
So here's the third one that was funny and ridiculous.
Oh boy.
The fan theory is you're talking to Ethan Hawke again. The fan theory is your character is actually Dracula. And he did this thing that was kind of funny. And he's like, Ethan Hawke's like, you know what? Screw it. Screw the directors. They can't fire me. Now the show's done. I am Dracula. And I was like, I just laughed my butt. I was like, yeah.
Well, that will definitely get Blade to show up.
Well, that's true.
Right, right.
And I was like, okay, I get the, how do I put this nicely? The ignorance. When you watch how he portrays his character and the long hair, that's how I would imagine any good actor portraying a modern day Dracula. However, sure. That's it.
Yeah.
This is all Egyptian god based. Dracula is from Rome, Georgia or Romania. I get them two mixed up. They're both the same to me.
Romania.
I know.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah. See, the weird part is there's a lot of possibilities with Ethan Hawke's character, Harrow, because he really wasn't anything close to even a secondary character in the comics.
Right, saying
new. Yeah, he showed up for one episode, so they could pretty much do whatever they want with him here.
Yeah, I mean, the fact that they said, and yes, it's a spoiler, but they've said it in the last couple episodes, that he was the Khonshu avatar before Mark.
Right.
That's not the case in the comics. and they may retcon it at this point, but they just made him way more important. You know, I mean, yeah.
But the thing is, beyond that, right? Then they could do what they want, blah 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 blah. However, there is zero in story character ties to being Dracula in Romania,
yeah,
and being the voice of the avatar of Khonshu, and this all this Egyptian based stuff. And now right. He's actually chasing another Egyptian god, right? So, that's the most fans. Don't use that word lightly. They're not fans. Otherwise, they'd pay attention. That's the end of my get off my porch speech.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah. No, that makes sense.
So, but that is that. All right. Kurt, tell us about your story time. Not story time. Kurt, what you can tell us about your TikTok poetry.
Oh geez. So the latest poem that I released this past week is called "Look to This Day" by a poet named Kalidasa, and it's a pretty cool poem, pretty short. But He Who Is Steve did the video for it, and he did a wonderful job as always. And the next thing that I record is a little bit away from poems. It's going to be a short monologue from Shakespeare.
Oh.
So, yeah. It may or may not start with friends, Romans, countrymen.
Today was a good ears. Day. I didn't have to use my AK. That's how that one goes, I believe.
But just remember, Brutus was an honorable man.
All right, guys. Sam, tell me where they can find you on the web.
You can find me every morning on twitch.tv/sunriven for mostly MSF stuff, a couple other games here and there. So come hang out.
Kurtula?
Yes. So I can be found everywhere at VO by Kurt. Twitch, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok. And you'll find mostly my poem stuff. But if you follow me on Twitter and Twitch, you'll know when I'm streaming. And then every Saturday morning with Sunraven at 10:30 a.m. Eastern time, we do This Week in MCU. And then starting, I think, May 5th, is that when it starts? The Ben Kenobi show?
That one, I believe, is... No, that's on the 27th. So
no, it's later in the month. That's right.
Yeah,
that's
they push it from the 25th to the 27th.
That's right. I will be doing This Week in Batu is the working title. And I believe it'll be me and Phil doing... the same thing, only with the Star Wars series. So,
very, very cool.
Yeah.
The thing I've got going on right now is we are 1EMS, and I'd like to ask everybody to do me a favor. Sure, watch the videos, like the videos, all that stuff if you want to. But I need you, if you're on TikTok, go to We Are 1EMS, all the words spelled out, because I'm old like that, and I believe in actual spelling of words. On TikTok and like the channel or follow the channel, because I forget the number, but I need a certain amount of followers so I can start doing live videos. And that is something that the people who are actually interacting with me or have been asking for, I just don't have the ability to do it because you need, I forget how many followers on there. But so if you do me one favor, you don't have to heart any videos, although that'd be awesome. You don't have to even watch the videos. Just follow the channel so that I can get those numbers up and move into the next level of what I'd like to do with it. So I'd appreciate that. Otherwise, you'll find me listening to This Week in MCU on my favorite podcast of choice as I wait breathlessly each week for that episode to drop. All right, we'll be back next week. Yeah, I don't have anything planned off, so we should all be back next week. And doing some more shenanigans. It'll be fun. And one of these days, I'll actually do some audio at the end of the stream. But for right now, we're just going to say bye, everybody.
Bye, Felicia.